Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Up Today Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Wednesday, May 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 8.5 cents at 649¾. July wheat down 15¾ cents at 682¼. July beans down 23½ cents at 1550¾. We did sell another 1.36 million metric tons of corn to China. We sold 142,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico. You know, the Chinese are inching their way every day toward that goal of 40 to 44 million metric tons, and they're just going to keep coming for it. You know, it's something we're not expecting, and it's already pretty much budgeted in to the carryout numbers for 21-22. So, you know, I think this weather is overriding everything. The funds are long. We've got good rains across the Midwest, much warmer temperatures into the mid-80s. I don't know that the weather could be really much better for the crops that are in the ground. So, yeah, we're going to delay some of the planting out here. But with Iowa 96% planted and Illinois, I think it was 90% planted, you know, we're going to get it done. There's no question about that, in my opinion. So we've got bean oil down today, over 2 cents, 66.60. So we made the July contract high 2 days ago. We've backed off since. We couldn't really approach the May contract highs, and we've sold off here. And the bean oil has been the one that's really been holding up the beans here. So if the bean oil is no good, I think the beans are in for a rough time out here. Funds are still heavily long corn, long a bunch of beans, meal, oil. They are short wheat now, so there's a strong incentive for them to keep pounding the wheat out here. The tour, the Kansas Council, showed average yields 54 to 74 in most areas, but there was a lot of rust out there as well. But it looked like guys were spraying for the rust. The hard wheat was 59.2 against 41.9 on average. So those are all big numbers out here. You know, when it's all said and done, I just think rain makes grain. We don't see any major heat out here for the time being, and funds are long. The crush number the other day on Monday was terrible at 160, 8 million under what they were looking for. So I just don't see the big demand here in the beans. Crude oil is down $2 a barrel as they're talking about some kind of a ceasefire in the Middle East. Bitcoin is down $11,000 a coin. It's down to 32,000. It's been down to 30,000. That's more than a 50 cent break off those 65,000 highs. And anybody who wants to call that a stable currency, in my opinion, is just barking up the wrong tree. But at any rate, the Dow Jones looks to open up about 350 points lower here today. I don't know if that'll have an impact on the grains, but certainly basis levels have backed off considerably. Farmers, you know, have seen a dollar break in this corn market and wondered what happened. Well, it's like we've been talking about for some time. Anyway, if you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.